It's 8:57 on a Tuesday morning. It's time for Musical Musers, brought to us by Mullen and Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm and by Globe Life. See what they can do for you. Go to globelifep1.com. I'm your host this week as the three of us head into Christmas vacation next week. And since we are going into Christmas vacation, I thought we'd focus on Christmas music this morning in Musical Musers. Specifically, we're going to look at the best-selling Christmas songs of all time in these United States of America.
Okay. Of all time.
Of all time.
So, do we get to guess?
I'm going to start this off by asking you to guess the number one best-selling Christmas song of all time.
I'm going to guess it's either White Christmas by Bing Crosby or Gene Autry's Rudolph.
George?
Good guesses, especially White Christmas. How about the one that gives what's-her-name $6 million a
Mariah.
Year?
Mariah.
Yeah, Mariah.
Yeah, that's a Creed.
That's a good guess, but you would think that people bought more albums back then with the Gene Autry days.
But maybe
because we had
worth
no other entertainment.
Right.
Even though population growth and
yeah.
Mariah.
I'm going to go with Mariah, just for the heck of
but
it.
But why would you have to buy that when you can hear it constantly?
I don't know.
Well, the answer is...
is what? It's White Christmas. I was right.
Yeah. It was released in 1942.
If you listen to the background, you can hear him beating his family.
Okay, let's not focus on that.
Guinness certified it as the best-selling Christmas single of all time. Estimated sales in excess of 50 million copies.
Dang.
Okay, so a lot of songs have become just power downs for me, but this one going on 100 years old, 80 years old, still gets me. I just think this is beautiful.
It. Yep.
Maybe it's because it reminds me of my dad. My dad could almost sing exactly like that. It was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
So this version's a little weird to me. The music seems re-recorded.
Hmm.
But his voice is still...
His voice is mono and lower fi, but yeah. The strings are at least very stereo in our cans.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to split things up into a couple of different categories. We're going to talk about the best-selling Christmas singles all-time most streamed, and then the best-selling physical copies.
Okay.
So first, the most streamed Christmas singles of all time.
It's got to be Mariah.
Yeah.
Number one is All I Want for Christmas Is You. Where are you guys on this song?
I think it's a great song that just unfortunately got played 1 billion times.
Too many.
Every year, and we're all sick of it. But I remember the first time I heard it, I thought, this is great. A change of pace Christmas song.
Yeah. It's a good song. You're right. It's just been played so much. But yet, we've heard White Christmas a billion times as well, and we still love it.
It doesn't hold up quite as well, maybe, but...
This song beats me, but I do celebrate the fact that anytime somebody can come up with a new standard...
Yes.
Like, anytime you can write a song that actually enters the pantheon of Christmas standards, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Having said that...
It's a banger. Sorry.
It's a really good song.
I will give you this. I would listen to this 1 billion times more than Last Christmas by Wham. Which
I'm not going to jump across.
Last Christmas.
You know that that's one of my favorites. So
Last Christmas by Wham and McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time, to me, are the worst two Christmas songs ever invented by the devil.
I like both of them, but I think this is a better song.
I would say Last Christmas is the only good song Wham ever did.
You're crazy. What about George Michael? Including him in that, too?
Yes. Sue me.
All the slow tunes that George Michael sang that were awesome?
Which one? Never heard one. At George Donald.
Well, what's
Twitter.
The song? Papa Don't Preach.
We're getting a little off track here. Yeah, we got a lot of songs to plow through. Number two on the best-selling Christmas singles list, we're talking about streaming downloads. I don't think you guys will get this. Maybe you will. You want to take a guess?
This includes streaming and downloads?
Yeah.
Number two.
Santa's Big Red Sleigh by the Killers.
How about the Eagles?
Bells will be ringing. It's one I didn't know because I've never seen this movie. It is Do You Want to Build a Snowman by Kristen Bell, Agatha Lee Mon, and Katie Lopez.
Counts as a Christmas song?
It's about us building a snowman.
Yeah,
frozen.
But I don't know.
Got a wintry setting, so it seems like they put characters from that movie in a lot of Christmas decorations. So.
Okay, all right.
All right, number three is another one that I wasn't really familiar with. It was released in 1996, Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, 1224 by Sabotage, later credited to Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the Christmas with a Sense of Urgency,
oh,
is
no,
it?
Oh, no, this is Nightmare Christmas.
Oh, this is Nightmare Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I've commented on this too many times. I can't repeat myself, but I feel like I must. This song always makes me extremely nervous because, I mean, look, listen to it right here. Okay, here are the four horsemen of the apocalypse traveling over the snowscape,
trying to
rushing to humanity to kill everyone.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, number four on the list of the best-selling Christmas singles streamed or downloaded, a Justin Bieber song, Mistletoe.
Came out the Cold War.
The most beautiful time of the year. Yeah.
Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe.
There's a lot of things that kind of sound the same, don't they?
And if you like that sound, that's great.
Stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe.
The lazy sea whisper.
Shawty, will you?
Oh, appropriation.
And number five on the most streamed / downloaded Christmas singles of all time is a classic, 1958, Brenda Lee.
Let me go get a baseball bat, spread my legs, and just go ahead and start swinging away.
Oh. Although I'll take this over Santa Baby.
Yes, me too. I kind of like this song, and I found it interesting of all the old classics, this is the one that's most downloaded in the modern era.
Yeah.
I also like this song better than Jingle Bell Rock.
I do too. Hmm. I'm not a fan of Jingle Bell Rock. This is a good song.
Yeah, it's just been so overplayed.
I know, but
it seems like it's always on. If I do give the radio station a chance, it's playing Christmas music. Y'all get more than 14 songs this year.
I'm thumbs up on this one.
Yeah, this is a good song. All right, now let's shift to physical singles. And I'm only going to look basically in our lifetime, the last 60 years, because most of the best-selling physical singles were the old classics, like we mentioned, White Christmas. That's number one all time. But you got a lot of Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra. You mentioned Gene Autry and Here Comes Santa Claus. And
Rudolph.
Rudolph. Those are all on the list. We know all of those. But I thought this list was interesting. If you just go the last 60 years, what is, let's say, since 1963, what is the number one physical single, Christmas single sold? What would you guess?
Okay, so if it's a physical single, it had to been, I would say it had to come out in the 70s, 60s or 70s.
That's, you're correct so far.
I heard you mention it, but I would have guessed it anyway when David Bowie and Bing Crosby got together and did Little Drummer Boy?
Nope.
No, yeah, that, I don't think that was that popular.
Oh, yeah.
The answer is Elvis.
Elvis wind up without you.
Why didn't we rethink the backup singing?
I love this song too. You guys don't like it?
No.
It's the only physical single, Christmas single, in the last 60 years to go platinum.
And you guys know I love Elvis.
Yeah.
See, this shows you that I'm objective on things that I like, right? This is trash.
No disrespect.
I love this song.
Oh, God.
Take it off the list.
Yeah, I work with a couple of Scrooges. I never realized what Scrooges you guys
Chicken's
were.
Chicken's being strangled in the background.
Yeah, so we need three backup singers. Oh, don't waste money on backup singers. Just, there's some chickens out there in the yard. Bring them in here.
Either one or both of you has hated every song I've played this morning.
That's not true. I said that I liked Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
One or both of you.
Yeah.
Oh. One of so us if is, you liked it, he hated it.
Yeah.
If he hated it, you liked it. Or you both hated it.
Okay. We're Scrooges. Yeah.
All right. Number two on the physical singles list, the last 60 years. This one came out in 1989, so it's a more modern one. A New Kids on the Block song.
There are some people living in this world.
Called This One's for the Children.
They have no food to eat. They have
I can't
no
stand this kind of production. So George is going to like this one. I'm going to hate it.
I do kind of like it. I like New Kids on the Block.
I just can't stand this anemic 80s sound.
All right, number three is another one from the 80s, but it's not that anemic. This is arguably the best-selling version of this song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Thumbs up. So that means George will hate it, because I said thumbs up.
See, I love this.
What you think, George?
Really?
I'm being honest. I'm not being contrarian.
No, you're just being contrarian.
Just kill
I'm looking to defeat your opinion, therefore I'm going to say you're just being contrarian.
I like this version.
I don't think this is the best version of it, though. Was it Burl Ives that did Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Or? It may not be the best. It's the best selling in the last 60 years.
Yeah, no, it was the dancing guy. Fred Astaire, didn't he sing it?
All right, number four on the best-selling physical Christmas singles list of the last 60 years.
You're talking about On the Ticket?
Sure.
Great song.
Love this song.
Okay, we all give this thumbs up, right?
Okay.
Yeah. It's Christmas time.
There's no need to be afraid. Band-Aid, do they know it's Christmas?
I believe, what do we have, Phil Collins on drums, John Taylor on bass. Oh, you want to hear Boy George. Why are you rolling your eyes? He sounds good on this, though.
Yeah. Wasn't it interesting that Paul Young opened it?
Yeah.
That's how big he was then.
He sounded awesome on it, though. That's Kenny Loggins.
No, that's George Michael.
Simon Lieben.
Greatness.
Here we go.
Sting next.
Yeah. Of course, he sings the song. He sings the word Sting.
Yeah. George, now it gets great.
Awesome.
I just got chills.
Worst line ever coming up.
So great.
Save the song right there.
All right, and number five on the list of the best-selling Christmas singles of the last 60 years. Now, this is one that we may disagree on. This one kicks me in the nuts.
Dr. Demento every Sunday night.
I'm with you on this, and I hate to be against it because I think it was written by a guy here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
I think you're right.
And he's been putting this money back into the local economy.
Good.
Hilarious.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. So there you have it, the best-selling Christmas singles of all time.
Yay! Yay, best friend!